Did you know one of the most valuable assets in your business is undervalued and most likely underutilized? If you are like most businesses, you spend a great deal of your time and resources generating leads for your business. People who download your content or participate in free trials don't always become paying customers. However, during the engagement process, you collect valuable information, such as an email address. In this episode, we will discuss how making capturing email addresses should be part of your lead generation strategy.
Welcome to the Knowledge Catalyst. In business, we know that how you manage your knowledge assets is the final competitive frontier for small business enterprises. In the marketplace, you can follow a leader, but knowledge and innovation can never be copied or duplicated. We are the only podcast that is focused on helping small business owners grow their revenue by closing the knowledge and technology gap. In this show, we uncover hidden knowledge insights small business owners can use to build stronger customer relationships, create better products, and increase profitability. I'm Dr. Orlando Skelton, your chief knowledge catalyst. If you're looking for new tools, techniques, and strategies, stay tuned and invest in your success. Hello and welcome to the Knowledge Catalyst. In this episode, we will talk about building an email list with paid Facebook ads. Facebook is an excellent traffic source, with over 2 billion engaged users. You may ask, what is unique about Facebook? Well, one reason is the ability to target your audience by demographics, location, interests, and behaviors. One of the most valuable assets you can have is an email list. Email lists represent loyal customers who have engaged with your company. Perhaps they have purchased from you, participated in a trial, or downloaded some of your content. We will show you precisely how to set up the lead funnel in WordPress, capture the leads in combination with your email automation provider, discuss why using the Facebook pixel is essential, and how to create a Facebook ad. Building an email list from Facebook advertising, it is not that difficult, once you have an understanding of the process. As we go through the steps, I encourage you to take notes or follow along, pausing the show as needed. Before we begin, we assume you already have a business account and are familiar with creating ads on Facebook. To start, we need to do two things. First, we need to define an audience, and second, we need to create an ad that will appeal to our audience. Targeting the right people with your ads is the key to success. Now, if you haven't already chosen your audience or you don't know who your ideal customer is, you have several options. First, you can use customer personas. Essentially, a persona is a detailed picture of your perfect customer. Typically, this information is found by analyzing your customer base. However, for this exercise, we want to build a targeted email list. So we need to segment our master customer list accordingly. A customer persona includes demographic information such as age, occupation, income, as well as interests, location, motivations, lifestyle, and more. Personas can be very detailed but should only be created to the level of detail that is practical. You can capture customer-specific information in many ways through surveys, feedback, one-on-one interviews, keyword research, and social media services like Twitter using their audience analytics tool. Another good source of information is the U.S. Census Bureau. The primary objective of using customer personas is to turn insight into action. To summarize the customer persona approach, A. Focus on where your prospects spend their time. In this case, we are focusing on Facebook users. B. Speak their language, meaning tap into their interests, motivations, or frustrations when creating your ads. And C. Create persona-specific content. Always create content that will appeal to your audience for the best results. Once you have this information, you simply define your core audience in Facebook. Also, keep an eye on the size of your audience. Ideally, it should be more than 250,000 people. The second method is to use Facebook's lookalike audience feature. To use this approach, simply upload your segmented customer list. Facebook will create a unique audience of their users who share the same or similar characteristics as your customers. Now that we have our audience, the next step is to create a paid ad campaign on Facebook. However, before we run our ads, we need to install the Facebook pixel on our website. The Facebook pixel is the connection between your ads and your website. This is extremely important. To create the pixel, go to the Events Manager, select Facebook Pixel, then click Connect. Then you're going to name your pixel and add your website URL. The final step is to manually add the pixel to your website or use a third-party integration partner or app. You may ask why the pixel is needed. The pixel shows you all the actions being taken by visitors on your website, capture page, or landing page generated from your Facebook ad. In other words, the pixel tells you if your ad was successful, the characteristics of the audience that interacted with your ad, and the specific content that resulted in the desired action or conversion. Now that we have the pixel installed, let's go back into the Ads Manager and set up a campaign that is optimized for conversions. The actual mechanics of setting up an ad on Facebook is beyond the scope of this episode. However, you need to consider your ad frequency, budget, the objective of the ad, and placement. Make sure you're allocating enough money and time for Facebook to optimize your ad. Also, keep in mind this is a dynamic process, so expect to experiment with your ads and audience until you get the desired results. Tracking your results is very important as you make each change. As a quick recap, we defined our audience, we created an ad, and we installed the pixel on our website. The next step is to build a lead capture page. We will use the term capture page for our discussion, but it can also be your website, a landing page, or what some refer to as a squeeze page. The lead capture page is where prospects will be motivated to enter their email address. Ideally, the offer is something of value to your prospective customer. It should be mentioned in or related to your Facebook ad, so take a little time to brainstorm your ad copy. At this point, some business owners try to monetize the lead immediately, but it generally is not a good idea. Why? The simple answer is that you have not established a relationship. Various research studies indicate you should have 7 to 10 value-added interactions with a prospect before you try to sell your product or service. If you are too aggressive, you risk having your prospective customers opt out of your email list, at which point you have lost an opportunity as well as wasted part of your marketing budget. There are several paid and free services that provide lead capture page templates, such as Lead Pages, Mail Opt-in, and Optimize Press. There are also several WordPress plugins available. For our discussion, we are going to assume you are using WordPress. If you are not familiar with lead capture pages, here is a quick overview of how they work. A. The prospect lands on your lead capture page from a traffic source, which in our case, it is Facebook. You have the option of setting several automatic triggers that can launch a pop-up after clicking on a button, a predefined number of seconds after they arrive at your website, or before the user leaves a particular page on your website, and more. B. Once the prospect enters their email address and clicks the submit or join button, two things happen. First, they will see what is commonly called a thank you page or message. This page will have additional information such as the next steps they should perform, a link to the giveaway, or an upsell offer. It's really up to you how aggressive you want to be at this point. Second, the email address is added to a list you set up in WordPress, or you can integrate the plugin with your email list manager or customer relationship management software. It is usually a good idea to have an email sent immediately from your email list autoresponder to the prospect to confirm their email address as a best practice. For example, before giving access to the giveaway or freebie, you can inform visitors on the thank you page that you will send the giveaway to the email address entered on the capture page. Here, the goal is to ensure you have a deliverable email address. See, as mentioned earlier, the thank you page can also have an upsell to make a purchase. A well-crafted upsell has the advantage of generating immediate income to offset your advertising expenses. It is your choice to decide at this first interaction. If the goal is to capture the email address, try to make a sale or both. Pay close attention to your conversion rates and adjust your approach accordingly. Now back to building our capture page. First, we need to give prospective customers something they want or need in return for their email address. Remember our progression, we specified an audience, now we are going to design a capture page. For this tutorial, we will use a free WordPress plugin called Mail Opt-in to build our capture page because it's easy to use. After the plugin is installed and activated, follow these steps. Go to the Integration tab and select your email list vendor and authorize the connection. Mail Opt-in supports all the major email list providers such as Aweber, MailChimp, SendinBlue, GetResponse, ConvertKit, and many more. Go to the Opt-in Campaign tab and create a new campaign. Once there, select a theme and customize it with your offer. Again, the objective is to motivate prospective customers to exchange their email address for the value you are providing. The last step in creating your campaign is to integrate it with your email list provider in the Integrations tab. Select the email list provider you set up in step 1 and select the list where you want the lead to be added. A quick note here, you must have your email list provider and the email list for this campaign configured before this step. Remember to save and activate your campaign when finished. Go to the Setting tab and navigate to the Email Campaign tab and fill in your contact information. Your location information is required to meet the CAN-SPAM regulations. Here is a summary of how the process works. A prospect sees your ad on Facebook. Make sure it contains a call to action. The prospect clicks on the ad and is redirected to the capture page. The prospect enters an email address and receives instructions informing them to confirm their email address on the thank you page. Simultaneously, the prospect's email address is entered into the list you set up with your email list provider. A short time later, your prospect will receive an email sent automatically from your email list provider, asking the prospective customer to confirm their email address. Once the email address is confirmed, the prospective customer will receive a confirmation email with instructions on how to obtain the item of value. The item of value can be an ebook, report, discount coupon, free trial, etc. Creativity is the only thing that limits your imagination. The prospect is now on your mailing list and presumably in your sales funnel to purchase your product or service. The last item to consider is using a tracking tool like Google Analytics, CPV Lab Pro, ClickMagic, or another tracking tool of your choice. The goal with any advertising campaign is to optimize or reduce your cost per lead, or in this case, the cost per email address captured. As a best practice, you should create multiple variations of your ad and test them. The process of creating multiple ads and testing them side by side is called A/B testing. Here is a brief overview of how it works. Let's say you created two offers, offer A and offer B for example, offer A could have a red button, and offer B has an orange button. Everything else between the two ads is the same. Next, you send 50% of the traffic to offer A and 50% to offer B. You should also set the total number of visitors to your offers, say 500. Once the total number of visitors is reached, the experiment is over. The offer with the highest conversion rate is the winner. Then you would send 100% of the traffic to the winning offer. However, in many cases, you could repeat the process to see if you can increase your conversion rate, meaning a lower cost per lead. That is it. Now all you have to do is start running your Facebook ads, and the rest is on autopilot. It is now up to you to implement the learning discussed in this episode. Be sure to listen to our next episode on how to move prospects through your sales funnel. If you're interested in learning more about customer personas or A/B testing, visit us at theknowledgecatalyst.com.
We appreciate you joining us for another episode of The Knowledge Catalyst. Don't forget to like and subscribe to this podcast. Be sure to visit us at theknowledgecatalyst.com for more information about this episode and access to our training programs. To receive a copy of the show notes, email us at shownotes@theknowledgecatalyst.com and include the name of the episode. Thank you for listening, and until our next show, keep investing in your success.